isikhathi ke sokuthi ke ngikhulume no Janet Jackson sikhulume ke indaba zeimali. Janet sawubona.
Sawubona Jeki nabalaleli unjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani kuwena?
Ngiyaphila.
Yeah. Isikhathi ke sokuthi ke sicebisane ngeze izimali anga nginembuzo nje mina emibili esayidini lami.
Yebo.
Kuno umbuzo oqala uthi how do I control my monthly spending ngisahluleka namanje ngisacela ungicebisa uthuli esezola 3.
Okay. Ngiyabonga thuli kakhulu ngombuzo wakho. I'm going to give you these 5 tips. I hope they really work for you, and more than anything you're going to have to try and be disciplined ngezezimali. So oqala kungaba indlela yokontrola imali yakho on a monthly basis. Kuba lula kakhulu if you set a monthly goal. Every month set a goal and say this month my goal is to pay off a certain expense, or this month my goal is to save a certain amount. So when you have a goal, it makes things easier to drive towards your goal rather than just getting your income and see how best you spend it on a monthly basis. And then number 2, once you've made a goal, umusho ukuthi goal lakho, budget towards your goal. If you go ukuthi ngizosave imali thizena this month, make sure that I budget yakho yasho ukuthi this month you're saving an extra amount towards that, or this month you're paying an extra amount towards paying off a certain goal. So it has to be either you're paying off a certain goal or you're expanding on your services. Mm-hmm. Not anything beyond that, because if you go beyond that, then you start wasting money, and that's not what we're trying to do. And then number 3, set up your stop orders with your bank. Make time, go to your bank or call your bank and let them know that you want to set up stop orders for certain expenses that you're trying to pay off. And then the first one, it has to be your savings. I would always encourage that your savings must be on a stop order. As soon as the money comes in, make sure that the first stop order that goes off is your savings.
Yeah.
Then you know you're done for the month. Yes. And then number 4, be disciplined as much as you can. You can rather have people calling you stingy, but make sure that you're disciplined so that you can work towards the goal that you have. Whether you have a partner at home, or you stay with your parents, or you're staying alone, tell your friends, tell your partner, tell your siblings that you have a budget and you're sticking to the budget. So rather have people call you stingy if they want to, but you know the goal that you're working towards and you want to make sure that you win. And then number 5, the last one, once you have achieved that goal, make sure that you reward yourself, because the whole point of being money savvy is for you to get this into funa empilweni. So I say veil in joguti, to be stingy or not to enjoy life. So make sure that you set a reward for yourself that will encourage you for next month. So those are the 5 tips I would give to Uthuli, and I hope they work for her.
Ngiyathemba nami ukuthi ke azomsebenzela, nami ngiyabona la okufanele ngilungise khona. Now umunye umbuzo la Janet. Singisacela ukubuza kusisi Janet ukuthi ke engangicebisa kanjani ngithola imali zami zomsebenzi and angifuni ukuyimosha ngingaboni ukuthi ke ngizenze ngenzeni ngazo. Please help, I will remain anonymous.
Sure. Ubaluleke kakhulu ke lo mbuzo. Ngaphambi kokuba ngiphendule lo mbuzo, just wanna remind umuntu osithumelele lo mbuzo ukuthi I am not a financial advisor, I am an accountant.
Yeah.
So that is very important.
All right.
So okokuqala, I'm not sure ukuba imali eziphumile, is it as a retirement or a different lump sum ayitholile, and also is the person on early retirement or noma sokuyisikhathi sakhe sokuthi aretire. So either way, the first thing to do bengizocela ukuthi abudgete. Budget before you even spend the money, before the money hits your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Budget for it alone, or budget for it with your bank. You can go to the nearest bank and ask them to help you budget, because by mali ningi, if it's a retirement, it normally comes in a lump sum.
It's quite a huge amount.
Yeah. And iyakwenza vele ujabule mase uyibona vele le number ku bank account yakho.
Kuba ngathi ngeke isehla.
Yebo, kuba njalo. Kuba ngathi vele ayuzizwa nje ukuthi hayi umkhulu kakhulu. So kubalulekile ukuthi ubudget ngaphambi kokuba uyisebenzise imali, and ngaphambi kokuba ifika nako bank account yakho, because once ifika nje ikhanda livele nje lidume kancane. And then secondly, ngicela umlalela enze sure ukuthi ama expenses afana nendlu, nemoto, a basic car, basic car akhokhelwe. Those are the two things that you want to make sure when you get a lump sum, things are paid off. Make sure indlu ikhokhelwe, nemoto ikhokhelwe. And then anything else, then you can see how you deal with it on a monthly basis. But make sure you've got a home and a paid-up car. And then thirdly, ngizocela umlaleli asave for education, depending on the age. If the person is on retirement, it's always best to save for the education yengane, ifune ingane ifundayo. But if ingane azikho, then inkinga yikho imali angayidlala, because at the end of the day uzobe sesebenzile for 61 years or 62 years. I'm not sure what the retirement age. So seyisebenzile yonke le minyaka, so it's time to really enjoy life more than anything. And then number four, if imali ye-retirement, umuntu esekhulile, bengicela ukuthi ayenze sure that the life policies are paid up. That's one important thing that you want to make sure that that the policies are paid up. And then lastly, bengicela asave imali thizeni and still reinvest imali thizeni. And let's say mhlawumbe uthatha 50%, 25% while 50% I'll save, and then 25% reinvest again, ebese phila kule 50%. But if umuntu semusha, bengicela ukuthi increase i savings, maybe asebenzise u 40% from the money that I totally leave retirement and reinvest and save 60%. But if umuntu esekhulile, I would advise that basebenzise 50% and then reinvest and save 50%, and but enjoy life more than anything, because after working so many years, you want to make sure that you enjoy life. That's what we're working for. Travel, do all the things that you never had a chance to do, and most importantly, save money wisely. Don't tell people that you have imali engakanani, bazokuhlupa. So I hope those tips work.
Ay, wayikhuluma le, yeah, don't tell people.
Don't tell anyone that you have money.
Bazokuhlupa. Yes, Janet. Wena usandela kusho futhi ukuthi imali mayingena ikithi ukudida ingqondo kancane, ngithi uqeda kusho.
Yebo, because it's like bank account low kancane. So mangena imali ethizeni, you thinking, hey, ngingaphila most.
I think imali yashisana, ngazi kanjani. Ukubona umntwana meke wathola i-R1 ufuna ukugijima esitolo same time.
Injalo khona lokho kuwenzayo nje imali uma usuyitholile avesile isenza sibe ngathi asiphilanga kahle.
Alright, Janet, makuwukuthi umuntu ufuna-ke ukuxhumana nawe, mhlampe khona eminye imibuzo angafisa ukukubuza yona, ngakuthola kanjani?
Ngiyatholakala ku-Instagram, kulaba abakhona ku-Instagram. Janet_SA, JANET_SA.
All right. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Omunye umuntu wathi umuthi imali yazulisana ngekhanda, khona owathi that is why even ATM iqala ikunikeza ikhadi before imali, ngoba uma engakunika imali ungashiya kwa ikhadi lapho.
Ngiyamkholwa leyo muntu kakhulu futhi.
Ube nosuku oluhle.
Ngiyabonga nawe kanjalo.
Bye bye.
Yeah.
Besikhuluma ke noJanet ephendula ke imibuzo ke benisithumelele yona, ikakhulukazi ke ngokucebisana kwezezimali. Ligama enxa ke ihora lesihlanu. Sicela ukubuza abandla emakhaya ukuthi avukile yini amasonga ngubamba kithi.